T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Top of the 9 o'clock hour on this Wednesday. John Johnson, Al Morgani, and Rhea Hughes, WIP Morning Show. Talking a lot about the Eagles, but of course about the Phillies, the hottest team in Major League Baseball, who won their 6th in a row, 11 of 12 last night with that 4-1 victory over the Fish. Nice enough to join us on the line to discuss all matters Philadelphia Phillies. He is a best-selling author, also covers a team for MLB.com. Mm. His name is Todd Zalecki. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning. How are you?
Todd, I got to come clean with you, Todd. I think I'm starting to fall in love with this team. And it all starts with the skipper. So last night before the game, you know, the usual powwow that you guys would have with Rob Thompson. And when he's asked a question about his future as manager, if he's thought about beyond this year, even though it's off the cuff, he gives this well-thought-out answer and ends it with, "My father always told me, concentrate on today and tomorrow will take care of itself." I know it's simplistic, but I think I'm falling in love here.
Well, Rob has really done a tremendous job as interim manager, and I think if things keep going this way, at some point they'll remove that interim tag and just make him the manager going into next season. I've got to think. I mean, right now you're talking about a guy that probably won't be named NL Manager of the Year, but he probably will get a few votes, maybe some second place, third place votes. I'm thinking maybe Buck Showalter might be Manager of the Year, but he's done a tremendous job taking a team that was just dead in the water, lifeless. You know, you're talking about, are they going to be sellers at the trade deadline? And now you're sitting there today, they're in the second wild card spot, and you're thinking about Bryce Harper coming back and what that can mean and who it might play in the playoffs. It's a really good vibe right now down there at the ballpark and most definitely in the clubhouse. And Rob is he's just a huge reason why. He's done really – players really relate to him well. He's pressed all the right buttons almost exclusively since he's gotten the job. I mean, that bullpen went from pretty terrible to – very, very solid, you know, top 10 bullpen in baseball since he took over.
Todd, I was mentioning Destiny had posted some number, you know, Destiny Legardo from Phillies Nation posted that the Phillies blew 34 saves in 2021. They have 11 this season, 5 in the first 2 months.
Yeah.
It's astonishing.
Well, I mean, think about the 2020, too, when they had Hembree and Brandon Workman and David Phelps. I was looking at some of those numbers. Two of those three guys had ERAs over in the 10s and higher.
God.
You know, I mean, it's been amazing. And so what he has done is he's just really mixed and matched well. And he said, you know what, we're not going to go with the traditional closer. If it's the ninth inning and it's the heart of the lineup, and we're going to go with Sir Anthony. If we're facing two out of three lefties, different part of the lineup, we're going to go with Brad Hand. And he's gotten Corey Knebel back. Alvarado has been fantastic since he got recalled. You know, you get David Robertson, who in his first appearance pitches a perfect ninth inning in Atlanta, and everything is going right now. And what a great feeling. And what a great feeling for the bullpen, and what a great feeling for the players on the field at the time. They don't have that sick feeling in their stomach that, part of you thinks you're going to win. A big part of you thinks there's a very good chance they blow it. They don't have that feeling anymore.
Todd, Rob Thompson is obviously proving that he's a major league manager, and it certainly appears like he's going to be a really good one. How did he get overlooked so many times in New York? And if Girardi wasn't a disaster here, he never would have gotten an opportunity here. Was he just typecast?
I think he was typecast, yeah. And that is a great question, because if Joe Girardi had not gotten fired, I don't know that Rob Thompson would have ever gotten the rest of his life another managerial interview. In fact, he has said as much. He's like he had given up on being a manager. And I think that is because baseball is really big into like groupthink. And so now it is, we're going to hire a guy in his 40s, early 50s, with some playing experience, with no managerial experience, with no coaching experience. We're just going to throw him into the manager's, you know, into the manager's office and run. And meanwhile, Rob Thompson is somebody who played in the minor leagues for a few years. He came up through the Yankees farm system, player development director, you know, farm system guy, you know, kind of a good soldier type, not known as an analytics guy, even though he you know, crunched those numbers for years for the Phillies as the bench coach. And because of the situation, with Girardi getting fired, they step in and block. I think there's a lot of potential managers out there like that.
Todd, right now in the middle of their hot streak, 6 in a row, 11 of 12. Everybody is playing their part. One guy in particular, I think almost every one of us had written off saying, all right, Father Time's catching up with him. He plays a grueling position. How did JT Realmuto go from a guy that looked like he needed to sit for multiple weeks to now you have to have him in there every single night?
I think the big thing for him is that leg kick. He's gotten his timing back. He talked a lot about this when he was really struggling at one point. He entered spring training trying to reduce the leg kick, and that didn't work. And then at one point, he totally got rid of the leg kick where he just had his front foot down, basically, and that didn't work. And JT basically said, forget it. Forget all of it. I got to go back to doing what I was doing best over the years. And you see that leg kick is back, the timing is down, he's hitting the ball hard again. And it's a tough thing to do, time that leg kick, but he's doing it really well right now. And I think the confidence is building, and it's really been a godsend for this lineup, you know, with Bryce out. And then, you know, you have Schwarber kind of slumping a little bit. And now you have Realmuto heating up, Castellanos is heating up, Hoskins has been playing great, Alec Bohm has been on fire for a month and a half, and an offense that maybe just a few weeks ago you're going, boy, can they survive until Bryce gets back? You're sitting there going, well, you know, maybe Bryce can, not that you want him to take an extra day, but he doesn't have to like rush back before he's ready to rejoin the lineup.
Well, speaking of Bryce Harper, we heard yesterday that he's experiencing some elbow stiffness. What should our level of concern be?
He's going to come back and play this season. So last week he said he hoped to be back around September-ish is what he said. And I took that to mean anytime the last week of August through the first week of September. So now maybe if the flexibility isn't totally back where they need it to be, maybe now we're talking more on the first week of September side. But I still wouldn't discount him coming back earlier than that, because you never know. Maybe he wakes up in a couple days and, wow, I had the flexibility back. I can go and start taking live BP. I can get in and get some rehab games and be back. Now, Gene Segura took about a week and a half worth of rehab games. Bryce knows his swing really well. Maybe he'll need less than that. So, I wouldn't be too concerned. The thing I think you could probably discount, and I don't think it's that big of a deal, is that he's probably not going to play right field this season. They stopped his throwing program, or they slowed it down, so to speak. So I think the emphasis is going to be come back as a DH some part of the final 3-4 weeks of the season.
Final question I have for you, Todd. This is a debate going on amongst Phillies fans right now. Some have jumped into the pool head first, saying I'm all in on this team. I see the schedule ahead. They control their own destiny. They're finally going to break the postseason skid. Others are saying, all right, well, look, they're beating some teams, but the biggest test is ahead when they have 7 of 10 against the Mets. Where do you fare on this debate? Should we be all in on this Phillies team or wait to see how those two series play out?
I would be all in on this team for sure. When I look at this team and I compare them to those teams that were, quote-unquote, in the playoff race 2018 through through last season, this team is so much better than any of those teams. I thought with those four teams, it was almost like a hope and a prayer. If everything breaks, if they can get this, all these four things straightened out, then they might have a chance to make the postseason. I think this is a legitimately good team. And yes, the Mets are outstanding. And even if the Phillies get beaten up by the Mets a little bit, they still have a very favorable schedule. There's like a 3-week stretch where they don't play after they play the Mets. They don't play a team with a winning record. So, you know, even if they go in and they play a game or two, you know, say they go 3-4 against the Mets in those 7 games or 2-5, they still have plenty of time to right the ship. So I think they have got, this is a really good team. I legitimately do. And if I'm a Phillies fan, I would be all in and really looking forward to October baseball for the first time in a very, very long time, obviously.
Very long time. Todd, we got 3 weeks left in the summer. There's going to be a lot of Phillies fans spending some time on the beach. You recommend a good read?
Sure. Check out Doc, The Life of Roy Halladay.
Where can we purchase that, by the way?
You can get it anywhere books are sold. I got a little website. I can personalize it and send it out to you, buytoddzalecki.com.
Oh, very nice. Todd Zalecki does an awesome job covering the Phillies. For links to purchase the book as well as links to all things Philadelphia Phillies on Twitter at Todd Zalecki. Thanks, Todd.
Take care, guys.
All right. Well, how about that? Go. He's all in now.
It's all in. That's bad news on Harper, though. I kind of hope that.
Yeah. You thought he would play the field again?
Well, I was hoping defense. He felt better. Yeah. Even if he didn't play but now it seems like.
But you know the history of that type of injury. He's going to have to get surgery.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be Tommy John. I think it'll be that other thing, whatever it's called.
Ulnaral collateral, yeah, or something.
Yeah, something. It's like a cast inside your arm or something.
Yeah.
It might be that. But that I was hoping that the rest, you know, you come back from the rest. But now with all this rest and it's still hurt, I mean, something's bad.
Yeah, something's
bad. And it's going to, you know, this is a weird team in terms of, you know, you've got some guys that really hit the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Now these are just going to be pinch hitters, right?
I mean, yeah. Well, DH is.
Yeah, he comes back. They've got 3 DHs.
Nothing wrong with that. I'll take it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, thank God they have the DH this year. You can move them in.
No one is capitalizing in all of baseball from the DH and the third wild card than the Phillies.
They get capitalized the most. And the other thing is, when you mention like Realmuto and Castellanos, isn't it weird that it was right after a lot of public criticism that the games picked up, like the vaccine thing? He didn't kind of backtracked on it a little. You know, he was
them understanding that the fans here have a little bit more expectations after 11 years to get in the playoffs and to get your ass in gear.
They heard it.
Give a tip of the cap to Jim Salisbury. That became public.
Well, and his mother knew it. Not Salisbury's, but Castellanos' mother knew it. Remember? She said, that's my guy.
Yeah, he's back.
That's
back.
My Nicky.
We needed that, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It lit a fire under him. And you've seen a different player, not just production-wise, but the I don't want to say he lacked effort, but you see a different level of effort now.
Yeah.
Joe's on WIP. Hey, Joe.
Good morning, Yonathan. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good, Joe. How you doing? The Phillies have won 6 in a row, 11 of 12, and I've fallen in love with their manager. He's awesome.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about. If we were to better the Mets, do you remove the interim tag immediately?
Ooh, let me think about this. Hold on. So between
John
now,
John is going out to buy an engagement ring and wedding band on the same day.
I got a debate on the number of carrots here.
Yes.
So, Joe, so let me think about this for a moment. So, other than the Mets, the Phillies will not face a team with a winning record until I think it's September 15th or 16th. Al Morgani, I'm going to toss this over to you. If the Phillies, let's say that, you know, they have 7 games against the Mets coming up. Let's say they win 5 of them. They go 5-2 against the Mets. Do you take off the interim tag from Rob Thompson?
I don't know how you can.
How you can?
Yeah. But, I mean, you have to interview, right? Is that not the rules in
Major
League Baseball?
That's what he said, yeah.
I mean, but there's a little handshake.
Well, that's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah?
You find out about that.
Just leave it be.
Leave it be.
If they make the playoffs and say they win a round, Rob Thompson knows he's coming back.
He knows he's coming back now, probably.
Yeah, well, probably.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, why would you?
Because it would be satisfactory to me and Joe. That's why.
Well, wouldn't it give him some incentive to, you know, maybe?
I think he's got all the incentive in the world.
I mean, it points out the weaknesses of that rule.
Yes.
It's certain situation where it's ridiculous.
Yeah, the persons are in the job.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Joe, as happy as it would make you and me, yeah, I mean, the correct thing to do is keep the interim tag. It keeps the fire lit underneath him. He knows he's earning the job. And then come this offseason, you hear about, you know, a brand new contract for Rob Thompson, and we're all just as happy.
Yeah, and then he hires Girardi as his bench coach.
Oh, God, no.
Can I make one Eagles, yes. One Eagles point? I just would like to know where we were last year when we beat them 44-6, where we were with injuries then. I'm not so concerned about these 14-6 injuries.
Here's something I think about a lot, Joe, it hasn't been discussed much. So the Eagles turned it all around via the run game, right? And you don't think now that there's been a full offseason and the doubts about Jalen Hurts that opposing teams aren't scheming by just stacking guys in the box to prevent the run, thus putting all the pressure on Hurts?
Sure, but
so
line in football.
I would agree with you that maybe without Jason Kelce week one now, from what we hear, it's possible.
Well, no, I'll tell you. I will tell you that what it seemed like when I listened to the Sirianni cut, that he basically said, "Well, here, I will play this."
So when he was asked about
Kelce, whether or not he's going to be ready for September 11th, here.
Okay. I don't ever put a timetable on anybody, as you guys know. We're hopeful for him, and like I said, how many 122 games in a row does he play? Yeah, if he's close, I'm the track record says that he'll be ready to go. But I'll never put a timetable on anybody.
Yeah, and we all hope that, because he did say that Cam Juergens would be the end up being the starter at center.
Yeah, that's what Spadaro tweeted that out, that he was going to step in. So, yeah, I mean, he just seemed very confident.
Yeah, I mean, because it's Kelce. That's why we all feel that way. Joe, let me get you a spin on the prize wheel. What's a good way to relax?
Well, since I have a house on the Susquehanna River, fishing.
Ooh,
that's good.
Nice.
We got another fishing. Let's give him a spin on the wheel. We still have some awesome prize. We got a Hand and Stone gift card, a $25 gift card to BB&D.
You got the Hand and Stone gift card. $50 50-minute massage facial Hand and Stone. Any of their 60 locations in the area, just go to handandstone.com.
Right, we got Jason from the Dirty 30, Kenny from the Dirty 30, and then you, 215-592-9494. Still a lot to get to in our final two segments. I want to clear off the prize wheel. In addition to your sports conversation, simple enough, give us a good way to relax on National Lazy Day. It's 9:19.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.